This is Toon Talk Weekly, episode 243. This week, Brad and I check out the new Cartoon Network show, Unikitty.
See, other scientists might be stumped, but I have a theory that Tasty's Comet is actually a giant gumball.
No way.
Sweet.
Your mission is to fly my sweet baby Mark into space, land on the comet, and get a sample.
That sounds amazing. I want to go right now.
We're not ready yet, Unikitty. First, you and Puppycorn get to assist in the wonders of testing.
Today just keeps getting better.
Hey everyone, it's Tuesday once again. That means it's time for another episode of the weekly cartoon podcast, Toon Talk Weekly. That's, of course, this show. Thanks once again for joining us to chat about some cartoons this week. I'm Jake Williams, but I'm not the only host. I wouldn't do this alone. Brought along my good friend, Brad Chmielewski. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
It's going pretty good. I don't know. I have nothing to say.
Nothing. Carry on. All right, let's go.
Good day, sir. How has it been for you? I did mention a couple weeks ago that we were going to be having a special episode. We're still working out the kinks, or special guest on an episode. We are still working out the kinks on kind of getting that scheduled.
But we might have two special episodes then, right?
Yeah, because now I got another one in the works. I'm just like teasing you guys if you're actually listening and liking the show. We do have another interview episode potentially coming out. As long as I don't mess up the recording, I think everything should be okay. But it was really cool to do an episode of the podcast and then have somebody discover it and want to actually talk to us about the creating of a show and kind of what goes into some of that stuff. So look forward to a couple of fun episodes coming up. But to disappoint you, this week, it's just Brett and I.
No, I like to think of every episode as being special because it's us.
All right, I should just put special stars on like the graphics and stuff from now on, just so that everything you say is a bright smile.
Yeah, our heavy-handed message at the end is, we are all special. are special.
Dude, why didn't we do that? If we're a cartoon podcast, and we kind of love the cheesiness of those 90s cartoons that always had a PSA that was, you know, like, just remember, kids, like, be a good buddy when you're... not on fire. I don't know, something stupid like that. It doesn't work. But like, we should have always done a PSA at the end of the credits. Like, that would have been totally worth it.
That would be a good thing. I know you're recently talking about like other content and stuff for the show. We should record some PSAs next time you're in town, and just sit around the desk or be like, and remember, kids, eat your vegetables and watch Toon Talk Weekly.
But the PSA is always like, the camera slowly pushing in as one of us turns in a chair to say it, like,
yeah,
the exact same shot over and over again. And we'll just have a ton of them. This is also a production meeting for you guys who are listening to the show this week.
There we go.
On us discussing what to do with Toon Talk Weekly. So if you're watching the video version or you've read the title of the podcast, obviously enough to listen or watch it, you know that this episode this week is about the 2017 series Unikitty. That's with an exclamation point. I probably didn't say it excitedly enough. Mm-hmm. Brad, you found this show, so what's the deal? Why Unikitty? Where did this come from?
Yeah, did I find it on the Cartoon Network app or just on Twitter? I don't remember, but I came across it before it was out. Mm-hmm. And then I was on the Cartoon Network app out of my three big ones, my Clarence, my OK, KO, and Steven Universe. I was like, all right, I'm going to give this Unikitties a try. Let's go. And yeah, I kind of enjoyed it. I haven't watched a lot of it, but I dug it enough where I like the art style a lot, so that kind of caught my eye.
It's funny, I wrote down that it only has one season and 16 total episodes. However, I watched episode 17, and I believe 18 came out, so I think it's still ongoing. It's still
okay.
It's alive.
It's airing now, yeah.
airing. What does airing even mean anymore, man? I don't watch cartoons on cable. I just
streaming
yeah,
now.
There you go. Yeah, that works.
Getting released, releasing now.
Yeah, right. Coming out somewhere on the internet.
Yeah.
So as you mentioned, it is on Cartoon Network. You can find it on the Cartoon Network app. You can also find it on their website. I think you need a cable subscription to watch most stuff on their website, though. I didn't know that this cat character was based on the 2014 character from the Lego movie. I completely forgot that Unikitty was in the Lego movie.
Oh, okay. So this is a Lego spinoff?
Yeah.
We're done.
Oh, we're done. Well, you know what's funny? I actually, early spoiler for my thoughts on the show, I had a lot of fun with the show. But I feel like I tend to just stay away from adapted cartoons adapted from characters from films. I know we had a good time with Turbo Fast, but I didn't really keep up with it. I know that they've done a Croods show. Like, things based on feature films, for some reason, always feel like, I guess on the surface level, I always come at them like, is this just a rehashing? Like, is it trying too much to just spread the content of the thing to keep the audience engaged with it?
And but I didn't know it was part of the thing, so
true.
It's not doing a good job.
Right. I guess it doesn't say like from the Lego movie presents Unikitty. It's stuff like that. But I don't know, I always get that vibe. So I'm sure that's the business thought in my head that's like, this is the reason why they're making this sort of thing. However,
yeah, take off your tie, dude.
However, I think if you're a creative and you're someone who worked on the Lego movie and now has the opportunity to potentially, if somebody moved over to TV to work on this show as well, it could be a fun opportunity to expand a character in a world that maybe you didn't get to in the film, because the film has to be tight, and over 5 years or however long it takes to make that film, you concise build this tiny little world and there's not really a whole lot else you can do with it.
And it's not a film about Unikitty. Unikitty
true.
Was, I'm trying to remember where it was in the film, so such a tiny part that I don't remember it.
Yeah, I feel like I can picture like a fight sequence that happened and Unikitty like showed up and did some karate or something like that.
Picture like, was it that world where I feel like there's rainbows and clouds and stuff that they're in.
You can tell that Brad and I haven't seen the Lego movie since 2014. That's how long it's been.
I saw Batman the Lego movie, or Batman Lego, whatever it was called.
Yeah. So the show, Unikitty, was developed by Ed Scudder and Len Wang. As we mentioned, it's still in its first season, still airing on Cartoon Network. And I did grab a little bit here about the background of the show, or like the story of the show, kind of like what you can expect. Because, dude, I watched two episodes. I didn't watch them in order. Just picked ones that I liked, kind of the description and the title. And they didn't tell me anything about Unikitty. In fact, I watched episodes that focused on two other characters that were not Unikitty. So,
was it her brother and...
Nope, not even her Prince Puppycorn, who I don't know, maybe it's her brother. I watched one that focused on Dr. Fox, who's like a friendly scientist. And I watched another one who focused on this really rad character named Hakodile, who's like got cool sunglasses and fights people. He's like the bro of the series. It's really
great. Okay. I never even see them.
So I guess the basis here of Unikitty, the story is that she is the ruler of the Unikingdom. She has busy days full of royal responsibilities, but she's most interested in making sure that everybody in the kingdom's happy and tries to basically rid the kingdom of any sort of negativity. She has this crazy, boundless optimism is kind of what she's going for.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, her antagonist is anybody trying to get in the way of that. I guess the main villain, who I actually didn't see in either of the episodes I watched. Dude, I watched 10% of the series, 15% of the series, and I didn't see the main villain. is Master Frown and his sidekick, Brock, which is pretty great. So I didn't get to meet him, but it seems like he's the main adversary. We'll get into a little bit about the episodes that we watched so we can talk to you guys about the stories there and potential negativities that were there in the first place.
Okay, yeah, Master Frown was not in my episode either.
But the main characters you will run across are Princess Unikitty herself, the primary character. Prince Puppycorn, I couldn't tell do you consider brother or just like best friend who's also a dog? So now you have like another character. And then Dr. Fox and Hakodile. So every character is kind of, I see what you're getting at. Like unicorn, puppy, kitty. Like, yeah, every animal is like a hybrid kind of thing. That's why Hakodile is a hawk and a crocodile.
Okay. My episode did have this guy, Richard, in it, who's just a Lego block. Now that you say it's based on the Lego movie, it's all like clicking. I'm like, oh, I can see this.
Oh, is that, you know what? Richard sounds familiar too. He was actually in one of the episodes. He was like a side character of one of the episodes that I watched. Like mm-hmm. side character, like had a couple lines. So that's what you can expect from Unikitty. The style of the show is very much in that very bold outlined style that you see in a lot of common cartoons these days. Very snappy action, very slapstick things. And I'll also say a lot of tone, while it is cute and colorful and very fun for probably a child audience, I'll say a lot of like side comments or tone of it is targeted at people like us watching the show that would enjoy it. It seems like they're almost capitalizing on what like the brony culture might be. Like,
I think a little bit, yeah.
You know, like it can be pretty and pink and cute and sparkly, but guys our age might dig it too. So let's talk about a couple of episodes we saw, kind of what we thought about the show, Unikitty on Cartoon Network, and go from there. Brad, what did you check out this week, or what was the episode that you checked out?
So I watched this episode, I forget what it's called, but it was maybe Spooky Game or Score Creeper or something like that. I forget what it was actually called, but what happened was they were at a carnival, and then this like evil villain is selling this game called Spooky Game, and he's the score creeper in it, because apparently like Unikitty and Puppy Corn, they're always having these game nights, and they're always battling of like who's the best, and Unikitty always wins, and Puppy Kitty always comes in second, but they continue to battle to kind of one day he will beat Unikitty. So the score creeper kind of capitalizes on this and gets them, basically gives them this game. And really at the end of it, only one person can win. So anyone else who joins them in their game world will be trapped there forever.
Dang.
So the people that go with them, like they get sucked in, transported into the game world. Like Dr. Fox is in there and Hawkadile is in there. So he was in this episode. As they go through like three challenges, one by one, they all like each one of the side characters, Dr. Fox gets stuck. I think he turns into a corn cob. And then Hawkadile gets stuck in like, I don't know, some other part of the game world. And then in the end, Puppy Kitty and Unikitty and Puppy Corn, they finish the game together. They realize like, oh yeah, it kind of sucks that someone's always a winner and someone is a loser. Mm-hmm. Let's both be winners this time. And you know, it spoils the plots of the evil villain.
Like he never thought somebody would work together to win and be that nice to each other.
Yeah, that's how like simple this episode is. It's like, basically, you know, friendship is magic, kind of, to tie in some My Little Ponies here.
Yeah, that's fun. It looks like Spooky Game, or Spooky Game, as you said it's called, is season one, episode one. It was the, looks like the note here is that it aired as a sneak peek at the series' first Halloween special. So that's cool that it kind of aired on a Halloween note.
Mm-hmm. It was cool seeing, like, you did get a glimpse of a lot of the characters and kind of some personality there of, like, Puppy Corn always trying to, like, live up to how awesome Unikitty is.
That's funny. Just trying to, like, keep up, basically. Mm-hmm. Continue being the best friend. That's fun. I thought about going in order, but it sounds like that episode, even being episode one, didn't necessarily, like, give an origin of the show. You kind of just get dumped into it.
Right, yeah. It's just kind of, I remember watching it being like, did I miss something? I'll go with this now, so I'll figure it out later.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So I watched one of the most recent episodes first. I want to talk to you about this one first, which I thought was fun, but I actually think you would get a kick out of the second one that I watched. So one of the most recent episodes I watched was called Lab Cat. This is episode 17. It was the very first one that Cartoon Network presented to me, so I said, this sounds nice. I'll watch this.
Okay.
In Lab Cat, you basically follow Dr. Fox as he is paying attention to a comet that's coming across Earth, and it's been so many years since this happens that he must perform his science experiments to go see it. He also has this theory that the center, the core of this comet, is made of gum. It's like a giant gumball from space or something like that.
Okay.
But he needs to prove his theory correct. So the entire episode is him convincing Puppy Corn and Unikitty that they should be his astronauts and go in the space rocket, who's named Mark. I think it's like the Mark something, but he calls him Mark and it talks back to him. And Mark is an interesting character as the rocket in this episode because he acts almost like Siri, who never quite understands what you said.
Like, okay.
You say something and Mark always says the wrong thing back. Anyway, a lot of it is training. It's training Unikitty and Puppycorn how to go to space, how to be astronauts. A lot of fun montages. And all the while, they're not sure if they'll make it. Dr. Fox continues having these visions of like how important he's going to be to science, how many awards he's going to win for like, you're the best science man.
Okay.
But he keeps seeing kind of what he's doing to his friends by continuing to say, science must continue. We must, like, science is a good thing. We need to keep experimenting. But as these, like, dreams keep happening of him winning these awards, Unikitty and Puppycorn are, like, more and more hurt. To the point of the climax of the episode is them actually being launched towards this meteor. Some things malfunctioning because there was an asteroid field. There's no autopilot because Mark forgot to install it because he misheard. Then in the final dream, Dr. Fox realizes that his friends aren't even there. So he killed his friends in the name of science. So he has a second, you know, opinion here, a change of heart, tells them to abort the mission because their lives are more important than science in this case.
Right, so once again, friendship wins.
At the very end of it, however, the pieces of the meteor ended up shattering anyway because the rocket crashed into it. So it just landed right next to him. So they got it anyway.
Okay. It's funny that this plot is very similar to an episode of OK KO I recently watched where the character Dundee is experimenting on OKKO and to their very good friends, and she realizes like, oh, my experiments are hurting you. What am I doing? I would never hurt my friend, or KO would never hurt me. Why am I hurting KO?
So, sure.
It seems like a very easy thing to do with science and showing that it could go wrong.
Yeah. I will say, however, in America, at least in the current political climate and things that have been happening, there was a song in here that Dr. Fox sang about how important science is and how, you know, things, I obviously don't know the words, but things about how, you know, it's okay to be scared. It's okay to not know things. However, science will always like answer your questions. Hypotheses and testing things will always be a critical way of learning more about the world, learning about us and all these things. And I couldn't help but think that this is a message to like kids to be like, hey, no matter how crazy those people in politics are, like science is still a good thing. Like, don't believe that it's not good. Like,
You don't want kids growing up thinking they shouldn't study science, right?
Sure. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. The song was fun. It was a fun little music video there.
Oh no, don't worry. Things never work right the first time. But science must continue. It's part of my method. The scientific method. Listen. Science must continue because science is great. Even when your lab starts to disintegrate, you gotta push through the boundaries and reach for outer space. Well, sometimes experiments are gonna blow up in your face. So fight through the hardships and break all the rules. Push through the danger, even if it spells doom. You're gonna change the world and discover something new. Invent and create, because science must continue.
So the second episode I watched, I recommend you check out, Brad, because this one's a lot of fun. It's centered around the character of Hakodile. And the episode, let me grab the name here. The episode was called Action Forest. And the episode is that it's a regular day. They're having like a picnic and Hakodile's wearing these really cool shades. Mm-hmm. And a guy shows up by the name of Eagleator. So Eagle Alligator, right? And he says, like, you don't deserve those shades. And he takes them from Hakodile. Hakodile then for the rest of the episode has a blindfold on because you're not allowed to see his eyes. And we learn the story that Hakodile and Eagleator were both trained by the same sensei. And they both like qualified at the end to who was like going to, they were the coolest, strongest action guys out there who got to wear the shades. And Hakodile won. And Eagleator's always been jealous since then. So this was his revenge, was to come steal it. It had all of the tropes of action movies and montages, training montages and stuff. Even title cards of like, there was one where it said like, Hakodile, you know, the badass, and Eagleator, the tough guy, and then the sensei. Like, it had all these really funny titles.
Huh.
But because the funny part about this was how Unikitty and Puppycorn and the crew, including Dr. Fox and Richard, were like, well, you're always protecting us, and now you can't see because you got this blindfold on. So you know what? We're going to stand up and protect you. And they go through this whole training montage, learning how to, like, not look at explosions because that's what cool guys in action movies do. And Dr. Fox becomes, like, the hacker guy who can just hack anything.
Okay.
And they get into the fight with Eagle Eater. They're going to take him down. And then they start doing all their stuff. And they're doing all these, like, catchphrases and hacking things. And then they pan out and they're just doing all this stuff around Eagle Eater. Like, they spent too much time trying to be the character they are. They forgot to train to fight.
Impressive. I see you trained your bros well. Maybe I'll get a real fight after all.
Guys, show them what you got.
Hacking in. I just wrecked all the systems.
Catchphrase.
This is supposed to be my day off.
Mainframe is down. Enhanced. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Catchphrase.
No, I'm too old for this.
Is something supposed to happen here?
I will get as cool as I can.
Why isn't this working?
So the in the end, Hawkadile does get his sunglasses back. Eagle Eater ends up taking off with some sort of, like, I'll be back kind of moment. But it was cool that the Action Forest was, like, a place where action heroes are trained. It was just, like, a cheesy... It actually reminded me of a film that a friend of mine shot in college that was basically a riff on, you know, old Van Damme movies and stuff like that. Like, it's kind of what it reminded me of. So, Action Forest, episode 4 of Unikitty, I definitely recommend for just... Look, it's got a lot of bro-y moments, and sometimes that tone doesn't hit quite right. You can go over the top with, like, action and tough guy stuff and try to be tongue-in-cheek and funny about it, but I feel like this episode just hit perfectly. Like, it was a good introduction to the character of Hawkadile for me.
So, no, yeah, that sounds pretty awesome. I'm going to have to go back and watch that one.
It's good, man. So quite a wide arc, I guess, of the few episodes we were able to see. But Brad, now that you've seen an episode of the show and heard a little bit more about it, is this something you might check out in the future?
I think I'm going to keep watching it. Like I said, I kind of like the style and the movement of the characters because they're square, basically. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of fun stuff with the shapes and how the characters yell and move. And like their faces are very expressive because that's like their main feature.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it is, like, sometimes mind-bending how Unikitty and Prince Puppy Corn are kind of made of just one little arc Lego piece, sort of, and how their characters act, and, like, you kind of have to trick yourself to be like, oh, that's as if they had four legs, but it's only two pieces, I don't know, it's something weird, so. But the only thing that really screams Legos, aside from, I guess, their character design is sort of based on Lego, is Richard. It's just a Lego block, right? That's...
Right, yeah.
That's really the biggest thing, and there's no overt references to Lego stuff here, so it seems like it's just based on the character and more in its own kind of little world, which is fun. So definitely a new one I think that we want to check out more of. It's definitely a fun one. It's one that I would leave on if it was kind of there. The action's there, the music's there, the style is great. So if you're into a new modern cartoon, you want to have a little fun, and if you've got kids that might want to watch the show, I definitely recommend it because it's definitely fun. Don't quote me if there's some, like, super dirty bad episode down the road that I miss, you know,
but Jake said it was safe.
yeah definitely don't take my advice then. Scratch my ringing endorsement if that's the case. Let's get out of here. Brad, where can people find out more about you when you're not recording Toon Talk Weekly?
So you can follow me on Twitter, it's @brad, and then my blog is digitalhitchhiker.com.
Check them out over there, guys, and you can follow me on Twitter @JacobWilliams. Of course, the show, we're on Twitter @ToonTalkWeekly. We're over on Facebook, facebook.com/ToonTalkWeekly. We're over on Google Plus as well, if you're still over there. We haven't signed up for Vero yet, which is like Google Plus for millennials, even though Google Plus was Google Plus for millennials. So ToonTalkWeekly@gmail.com, guys, the main hub to send any emails. If you want to let us know what you think of the show or favorite episodes or things you'd love us to cover or talk about, would be happy to read those or talk about those on air. And finally, the website, toontalkweekly.com, the main hub for the show. It's every single episode of the show you guys can find over there. Plus links to our YouTube channel where you can hit that subscribe button. Been getting a handful of new subscribers every week, so thank you guys for listening and watching along if you're enjoying it that way. I know that some people listen through YouTube too, but it's just cool that people are finding us on YouTube because we put work into the into the video show. It's definitely harder than doing the audio show, so we appreciate people checking that out too.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to do it for this week's cartoon. Next week will either be, well, for sure we'll have a regular episode, but we could have a guest, we may not. And also look for in the next week or two, along with this hitting the feed, you guys will also get a special, hopefully, interview episode with some people that worked on one of the shows we talked about in the recent future, in the recent times. Yep. But that's going to do it for this week's episode of Toon Talk Weekly. Thank you so much for listening. And Brad, thanks for joining me again.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be back next week with another cartoon.
Take care.
About the show, visit toontalkweekly.com or follow us on Twitter @ toontalkweekly.